recommendation for the temporary hire of retiree Joelle Lund to fill a critically needed position.
Kind of Vicki related too.
Oh, is it?
But I can deal with this one. We are at the process of starting to work on the CAFR, the Consolidated Annual Financial Report, along with the PAFR. The background work starts at the end of January. We are working on this position right now to recruit with HR, but we're anticipating that to be at least 3 or 4 months by the time we get there. So it would be on a part-time basis to come back and complete the CAFR and the PAFR for this year. And hopefully, if we get somebody on board, to provide a little bit of training going forward, too. We do understand that because, Harvey, tell me if I'm wrong, these are county employees, or I talked to Karen about it too, this needs to go after our board approval over to the Board of Supes for approval to waive the 180-day waiting period under PEPRA.
And I want to thank you because I always require that it says what the efforts are to hire the replacement, and I see that's already in the staff report, so thank you very much.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I agree with Marilyn that right here and now, at this minute, this goes before the Board of Supervisors. So I question what role the board has at this point with this. It seems to me we're another county department as far as the employees go. And so Marilyn should be making her case to Mr. Trois, like any other department head would do in the county. Am I missing something here? I mean, our hope is in the future it will be our call when legislation passes and stuff. But right here at this minute, I don't understand our role here. I understand the information.
No, and I appreciate what you're saying. But to be honest, when it comes to the board, we would ask the question, what's the retirement board's position? So I think this is just a part of the process.
Would you ask that, or would you ask what is the administrator's position?
No, I just know my board members. They would want to know that the board, especially, I don't think it's a big deal.
You thought this was the right process to follow?
Mm-hmm.
It may not be completely necessary, but we thought this was the right process to follow.
Okay, and is our language here a finding? You know, that the law calls for a finding that there's a critically need. What does the board do about that?
We have a policy that if, as any of these types of situations come forward, that the board order be complete in that it state the nature of the position, why it's so critical to be sooner rather than later, and what the recruitment timeline is for hiring. Because we were getting some board orders that we need John Smith because he's important to the organization. And that was it. And so we said, no, we want more. We want to know, what does John Smith do? Why is it so critical that it can't wait till the new person comes on? And what's the recruitment time frame for bringing someone on? And a deadline for when the position will terminate for the temporary bringing back of the employee. Other than that, there hasn't been, according to my knowledge. I mean, the law, I've seen that part. It doesn't ask for findings. We just
If we wait 6 months, you don't have to ask anybody. Just
yeah, but she
Marilyn.
Wants to get paid.
No, I don't think it's even by getting paid. I think the board would like to have a CAFR this year.
Right.
It's an important document.
How many hours typically would this person spend on a CAFR?
We're anticipating, I don't know how many hours per week, but we're anticipating part-time, end of January, beginning of February through June, and that's it.
Part-time as in how many hours? 20 or 36?
Whatever it takes to finish the CAFR.
What it takes to finish. I really don't know what it takes. I don't think it's full-time at all.
Maybe expand upon me what the role is in the CAFR for our communications person?
The role is putting the entire document together from all the, and really inputting all the material, gathering it from the actuarial report. There's a management letter. There's other information that gets put in there. Vicki, please chime in if you want. Working with Vicki on all the numbers that go into it, making sure they cross-track design. It's quite a document. If we outsource it, the last time I heard years ago, one of the other counties, I think, doing their CAFR is $59,000. Our problem now is it's a crucial time, so that even if we issued an RFI to get another company to do it, we could be crunched to get this done on time.
Well, we can't, a person couldn't really even start on that material until mid-February or late February, right?
I mean, we start on the design and the management letters and all the writing. It's even.
But she doesn't write a management letter. Jolene writes the management letter?
Joelle?
She reviews it.
I have, who writes it?
Is it more of a canned document? What she's doing is more of a desktop publishing?
I believe she uses InDesign, a program. Can we bring somebody else in to do it? Sure.
But again, it sounds like the
either
question
way,
is
I need
how long
somebody
do you
to
think
do
you'll
it.
Need her back for? And I know.
20 to 30 hours a week, if that. That would be the max.
For 2-3 weeks or until the job is?
It's going to be off and on. There may be a week where she doesn't work at all unless we get more numbers as they come through from accounting. And then there's verification that goes back and forth. The auditors look at it. The actuaries look at it. We make sure that everything in that report is.
So she's here only on an as-need basis?
Yes, yes.
She's not committed to a certain number of hours
no.
a week?
It's a role we need. If she doesn't do it, we have to hire somebody else.
Absolutely. We'd have to outsource it at probably a higher
rate. She
has
the expertise, and I don't see a huge commitment.
Yeah.
But I can see the necessity for, since she's there, trained, and has done this many times before, and we've gotten awards for it.
I have a question. There's no implication in terms of requesting this variance on the 180-day filing, is there, other than the process?
Yeah. Process.
Right. There's no time training or overseeing an outside party. You just bring her on, and then when we bring on someone new, I would expect that she's also going to help train.
Probably. I would like her to train on a few things, yes.
Absolutely. So that would reduce our staff from overseeing somebody if we didn't have her. So I so move as your recommendation, motion to go with the recommendation of the CEO.
I'd second.
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Abstentions? Carry it's abstention. Okay. Motion carries. Okay. Now back to item 11, presentation of market stabilization account. Mickey? That's all right. We were unexpectedly short in our closed session.
We tried to elongate it.
That's true.